The United Nations. Text by Nicholas Brush. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. The United Nations. The United Nations is an organization that tries to solve problems around the world. It helps poor countries and rich countries. It helps big countries and small countries. The United Nations tries to make the world a fairer and more peaceful place to live. All of the aims of the United Nations can be found in the United Nations Charter. The United Nations logo is a map of the world with olive branches around it. Olive branches are a sign of peace. Chapter 2. Members. The United Nations Charter says that all peace-loving states or countries can become members as long as they respect the decisions of the United Nations. It's the aim of all members to keep peace in the world. Today, 191 countries belong to the United Nations. That's most of the countries in the world. Any country can become a member of the United Nations as long as they follow the rules in the Charter. Chapter 3. Forming the United Nations. The United Nations was formed after World War II. The events of World War II were terrible for many countries. No one wanted to have another war like it. In June 1945, representatives from 50 countries met in the USA to form an organization that would help to stop another big war. The United Nations was formed on the 24th of October, 1945. United Nations Day is held each year on the 24th of October. Chapter 4. What the United Nations does. The United Nations does a lot of different things for people around the world. The United Nations helps to feed people who have little food. It helps to educate people in places where there are no schools. The United Nations keeps a close watch on governments that don't treat all of their people in the same way. The United Nations sends peacekeepers to countries where there has been fighting. Chapter 5. Making Decisions. The General Assembly of the United Nations makes most of the important decisions for the organization. The General Assembly is made up of representatives from the 191 members of the United Nations. Each member of the United Nations has one vote on every matter that is talked about. There are five countries in the United Nations that each have the power to stop a decision being made. This is called the veto power. Since the United Nations was formed, the veto power has been used more than 250 times. Chapter 6. Visiting. The head office of the United Nations is in New York City in the USA. The head office is where the General Assembly meets and votes. Outside the United Nations head office are the flags of every member's country. The first flag is Afghanistan, and the last flag is Zimbabwe.